Welcome everybody to the Script Doctor Podcast. My name is David.
And my name is Casey, and we're your hosts.
And we're here because we love movies and TV shows, and frequently they are very disappointing.
So we created this podcast to discuss and try to fix them. Now I know what you're thinking. Are they real doctors?
No, we're not.
In fact, David and I have bachelor's degrees in business, and boy has that got us so far.
And you may be wondering if we're in the entertainment industry.
No, we are just two friends that are passionate about movies and TV shows and talk about how they could be better.
Hello, Casey.
Hi, David.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Let's change it up a bit because we ask ourselves this every single time. Okay. And genuinely, I want to know how you are, but it's getting a little old, don't you think?
Never.
Am I being rude?
This is the secret to any good show or even relationship is repetition, routine, without the excitement.
I mean, yes, I believe that for sure, but I'm meaning on the podcast is how we always open it. I feel like it should be something.
Shut up, Casey. No one cares.
I was just going to say, what? I was going to ask you how your week was, but you know what? Who cares? Because this movie sucks, so
yes,
it's probably
does.
A bad week because you had to watch it.
Yeah, that's basically where I'm at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's where we're both at. But either way, how Casey. Are you?
No, never mind that. Casey, which movie was this?
The New Mutants, episode 18.
Hooray!
So I had been wanting to see this movie for a while now, but David saw it before me,
yes,
and he was like, "It was awful. It was bad."
This was a terrible mistake that I made in watching this movie,
and I believe it too because the trailer really didn't really bring you in that much.
Nope.
So I saved it for when we felt like, okay, we're ready now. So
can you imagine that? Like, a trailer is supposed to be the most exciting parts of like any movie, and if a trailer can't bring you in, that's a bad sign, because it means that they've edited the trailer poorly, or it just means the movie sucks. Either outcome,
it sucked.
It kind of sucks.
So in this case, the movie, poor editors, they don't blame them. They didn't film this.
No, they didn't. They couldn't salvage this train wreck of a film.
Yeah.
Because this film is truly awful. There is an all-star cast in this film. I feel so horrible for all of them, for the fact that they were in this like piece of crap movie.
That's really what drew you in, is like all the people that they had. They have Maisie Williams, a.k.a. Arya Stark from Game of Thrones. We have Anya Taylor-Joy from Queen's Gambit and many other things.
Yeah.
Thoroughbreds. We have Charlie Heaton from Stranger Things.
He is so good as an actor.
Yeah. And then we have Alice Braga. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but she's from Queen of the South. So you have like a huge, cool-looking cast that really draws you in.
This movie is a great example of how poor material really just like can kill your film.
Yeah.
Because
no matter how great the actors are.
Exactly. These are very talented people, but they were given just complete crap to work with. We'll get into it soon, but another thing that we should point out is that this is a spinoff from a Marvel property. This is supposed to be a spinoff from the X-Men films to a certain extent. The New Mutants is actually a comic book property. These are supposed to be mutants, you know, with the powers, like Wolverine and Cyclops and Professor X, all of them. This is almost, I think, intended to be like the Guardians of the Galaxy, but for X-Men. Because, let me explain what I mean by that. Because the Guardians of the Galaxy, before they became
like misfits, in a sense.
Kinda, but what I mean about that is that the Guardians of the Galaxy, before they became like an awesome film with the, you know, Chris Pratt and all that, was like a super, just like almost forgotten comic book that frankly no one cared about. And so once the movie was announced, people including myself were like, really? Guardians of the Galaxy? Okay. Well, I guess.
It looked exciting to me whenever I saw the previews.
No, once the previews came out, people were like, oh man, this might be actually kind of good. And then it was. And I love Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
And this film, The New Mutants, kind of had that same chance. It had a chance to, like, take these characters who, frankly, no one cared about, largely in the comic books, and elevate them with a new kind of story and a new film. And then somebody wrote it and directed it and shot it and filmed it, and then we got this piece of crap. And all those dreams just went down the drain. So It's all super tragic, actually, because I actually was excited for this.
Yeah.
I really was. I was actually kind of excited for, like, a spin-off X-Men thing. I was hoping that it might even do well enough that, like, if it lasted long enough, that they actually might bring it into, like, the regular MCU.
I just realized, David, that I know when we watched the movie, mm-hmm. you were like, oh, what are they referring to? And I was like, are they, like, mutants or something? Mm-hmm. Like, for X-Men? And I just realized the New Mutants.
Oh, man.
It was right there. I'm just being a little dumb. I'm sorry. It just came to me.
I'd like to point out that Casey is not blonde.
Yeah, I have dark brown hair, but, you know, my dad is white, so...
So, in spirit, you're blonde.
I do have some blonde hairs on my arms, okay?
Nice.
So, it's there. Sorry, my B. Anyways.
That's really funny.
When David and I watched this film, I don't think I've ever said this to him, but I was just like, is it done?
Yeah, that might actually be the first time. This is truly the first time that I think you were way more bored than I was.
Uh-huh.
Because I'd seen this movie before, and I just kind of knew that it's a bit of a slog through a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of crazy to think, like, this time Casey was the one who's, like, way more grumpy about
yeah.
it. Because, like, as far as I'm concerned, this movie had a lot of neat ideas. It has really cool concepts. For example, it has a bit of a misfit, you know, team or whatever that doesn't really get along. It's a bit of a high school vibe, so a bit of a Breakfast Club kind of idea, I think, they could have gone for, at least.
I haven't seen that movie.
It's a great movie.
I only know that one scene at the end that everybody plays in every movie, so...
Oh, this is true.
Mm-hmm.
There was the idea of, like, introducing these side characters into, like, a more mainstream kind of role, and those are all really neat ideas. But then it just doesn't come together. The director and the writer is just really failed. And I do kind of almost entirely place the blame on them. Like, the effects are competent. They're not good, but that's because the monsters and all the and what they're trying to show is not exactly exciting. The actors are talented people, and they're trying their best given the material that they're given. Not that the actors are all great, and there are two of them that are kind of terrible.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's just go ahead and jump in.
Ooh.
So we start off with our unfortunate main girl,
yeah,
Dani Moonstar.
Yeah.
She basically was woken up by her dad and something was chasing them and destroying their town. And then her dad puts her to the side and then he's like, hold on, I gotta go help him. And then something kills him.
He takes her into the woods, tells her to wait a second, and then something kills him. And then she passes out.
Yeah, I told David, I was like, anytime in any movie when someone's just like, wait here, let me go help people.
I'll be right back, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be right back. They always die. They
yep,
always die. Just stay mm-hmm. there. The other people are gonna die anyway. It's
yeah,
fine. So he's gone. And she wakes up in some hospital.
Yes, she's strapped to... She's handcuffed, actually, to mm-hmm. this bed. Alice Braga, wearing a doctor's coat, kind of walks in, introduces herself as just a doctor. I'm not sure it matters what her name actually is. I don't think I care, frankly. Either way, she's the doctor.
Cecilia Reyes. Dr. Reyes.
Sure. That she's, like, in charge of this whole place, I guess, and that, oh, we are here to help you learn to use your powers and control your powers and stuff.
She's like, what?
And Danny's like, oh my god. And it's very obvious that she's, like, acting poorly. And it's like, oh lord, this is bad.
Yeah.
After that, I kind of blank, because that's...
Well, after that, then she meets the other kids.
Yeah, they have a session.
Yeah, so she meets the other kids in this hospital. So yeah. We have Maisie Williams as Rain.
It's Wolfsbane.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so basically she's a wolf, like a werewolf.
She can turn into a wolf. Basically.
That's her mutant powers.
Yeah.
And then Anya Taylor-Joy, she's Ileana, and she basically, to me, whenever she revealed her power, I was like, David, she reminds me of Samus from, like, Super Smash Bros. So basically she has, like, this metal arm, aka Winter Soldier type of arm, with a sword. Right?
She has magic powers, basically.
Yeah.
It's just the problem is that they don't find any other creative ways to, like, show her powers other than, whoa, glowing sword, which is fun, but it's really, really shortchanging the opportunities here.
Yeah. And then we have Charlie Heaton as Sam.
Cannonball.
And his powers, basically, he can...
He can launch himself at super high speeds and pretty much wreck anything in his path. And he seems to be generally okay with, like, surviving very powerful impacts. So...
Yeah.
That's his shtick.
And then we have Bobby, and he basically is, like...
His name is... Yeah, they call him Roberto. He has fire powers. That's all you need to know.
Sunspot, yeah. He has fire powers.
Doesn't matter. Like, this is, like, the only time I only want
to... And then our last character is Dr. Reyes. And basically, she can put, like shields, I guess.
She can create barriers.
Yeah. So she has, like, a barrier around, like, this property where the hospital is. And
the school.
Yes.
From this session, we kind of get the impression that this is, like a reform school.
Yeah.
For, like, kids with mutant powers who are learning how to control them. A bit of like a reform school for the X-Men or whatever, something like that.
Yeah, so Danny, they don't really know what her power is quite yet. They just know that she has one.
Which I'm not totally sure how they find that out if they actually don't know what it is.
They said that she has like a mutant DNA.
Oh, see, that would have been kind of nice if they actually expressed that in the movie.
Yeah, that's what... I didn't know that until I read it on the plot summary online. Yeah. But yeah, so Danny's our main character.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, she's awful. I can't with this girl's acting. I'm sorry, girl, but like you are not doing it well.
Yeah, at risk of sounding mean, please go get some acting lessons or find another career, please.
Here's what really... I mean, a whole bunch of things threw me off for this film, but ultimately it's just you have such an all-star cast.
Yeah, there was.
You have this... Essentially, like, nobody compared to the other ones.
She is a bit of a nobody.
And she's not good. And it's like, how do you have all those people, and then you have this girl's the main character with the most screen time, and she's doing awful. It would have been better to just have them all as equals, mm-hmm. and not her as a main character, so they each had their own light to shine, so it wasn't on her most of the time. But ultimately, she sucked. I did not like her acting. She was not good at all. And it was just baffled me that they had this all-star cast, and then they had her, and she just wasn't good.
Here's what's really crappy, though, is that because everyone else, or just about everybody else, is so much better than she is, it makes her poor acting...
worse.
Like, even worse. Like, it's the same way in which, like, you have, like, oh, nice house, bad house. And it's like, oh, no, that ugly house is, like, actually really ugly.
She's not ugly.
She's not ugly as a person, no.
No, it's just her acting was just...
Her acting is ugly.
Yeah. Her acting is just not good at all.
I know it's bad.
And it doesn't pull you in. And, like, for me, I don't know if you guys are like this, but when you're watching a film or a TV show and, like, the acting is just... It's just truly bad. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not even trying. It's like, why did they even get hired? And they're not drawing you in. They're annoying you with how bad they are.
Yeah.
And, like, you just get pissed off. And, like, that's how I feel. That's why I hate Shadowhunters. Because the main girl, she's beautiful.
Oh, my God, Shadowhunters.
Kat McNamara, she's beautiful. But her acting is not. She's not good. I didn't like it. And that's why I stopped watching the show. And I was actually a fan of the movie. And even though the movie was not that great either. But that's another story. But that's either so way, I just couldn't watch the show because she was just so bad and it just was so cringy to watch. And that's how this film was, like, I couldn't.
A preview of a possible episode in our future.
God. David and I made this pact that I'm going to make him watch Umbrella Academy and he's going to make me watch Shadowhunters.
Yes, I am. Because, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Listen, as terrible as Shadowhunters is, I'm able to enjoy it ironically. Which is to say, like, I know it's bad, but it's kind of fun how terrible it is.
But, like, he despises Umbrella Academy.
Yes, I do.
But I love it. So stay tuned for that 50-50 episodes, because it's going to be something else.
Hooray.
And that's what I wanted to do for our first one, but David was like, I'm not mentally prepared for this.
I'm not emotionally prepared to watch Umbrella Academy.
He's
terrible.
He needs to grow up and just watch the show.
I like what I like,
okay. And
I despise what I despise, and I despise Umbrella Academy. But we're getting off track.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, anyways, we were just talking about something
that's
better.
How terrible this movie is.
Yeah.
We'd rather talk about just about everything else.
I know.
Because there's nothing to talk about in this movie. Because the next thing that really happens is that after their session, Danny Moonstar just starts trying to explore the the school
grounds.
The grounds, basically.
And it looks open, and the girl, Ileana, was, like, showing her around.
She's a bit mean.
Yeah. And she was just
but
like...
But she's fun, at least.
It looks like you can just go. And she was like, you could just leave? And she was like, go ahead and
but
try.
But she tries to run out. She bangs her head on...
The shield.
On the shield that Dr. Reyes had put up, basically. Mm-hmm. And Danny Moonstar feels despondent. And, like, she goes up to this clock tower. And it looks like she's about to kill herself.
And then Rain
just kind of reaches out to her, talks to her, and is able to talk her down. I remember guessing the first time I saw this, I was like, I think they're going to make them a couple. Rain, this girl Rain.
Well, definitely the way that, like, her character looked at the other girls, like, you can tell.
That was, yeah. And it is awkward.
So she talked her off, and then basically the doctor's telling them that they're training to join the X-Men, but they're basically, like how David said, like in a reform school. They want to make sure that they're safe enough to transfer over there.
Well, she hints that...
Supposedly.
Well, she hints that, hey, if you finish your training here, you'd be able to go to the better school. Mm-hmm. She never says X-Men. The other kids guess X-Men because they're generally wearing
X-Men. You're right. They guess.
Yeah, they do. But after that, it's nighttime. Everybody goes to bed. And then because Danny's powers kind of activate when she's like having a bad dream and stuff, basically it starts like creating like illusions for everybody else. So like, I think it was
Sam. You're jumping a little ahead. But yeah, basically, eventually they find out that what her power is.
Yeah.
And before we get into that, I also want to talk about how Dr. Reyes is the only adult that's there.
Oh my god,
It's just like, it's one thing if these were five normal children, but they are five mutants, and one of them you have zero clue what their power is.
And they're dangerous.
Yeah, they're powerful. Yeah. And sure, she has a shield power, but compared to the other ones, it really doesn't seem like that big of a deal.
Well, here's what's really nuts. We never see Dr. Reyes actually sleeping. Or, like, having off hours.
Oh, yeah. We always see her watching the kids on the cameras while they're sleeping. And because she's the only person there...
It's like she's awake all night and all day. It's bizarre.
That doesn't make any sense.
And we call this a school, and I assume it is, like, a real school. But, like, there are no teachers. It's just Dr. Reyes.
Mm-hmm.
So...
It's basically, like, a psych ward.
Yeah. That's what it... I guess they're going for, but, like... Yeah.
Well, they have sessions.
Yes.
And the sessions are like the psych wards where, you know, you get together and you talk about your feeling, your power, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So.
So, yeah. Jumping ahead just because, I mean, there's really not that much to talk about.
No, there's not a ton that happens in this movie.
Like David said, Dr. Reyes had been watching them all sleep and they noticed that at night, Danny's powers somehow, I forgot exactly the wording it had on there on the camera.
It
just said that she that those types of powers or whatever it is that
her
she
psychic,
has
her psychic powers
yeah like, is like on high right now so yeah. It looks like she's
when
having
she's
a
dreaming.
Bad dream so but they still didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. Eventually like bad things start happening at the school, like Ileana's people that used to abuse her when she was younger.
She starts seeing them.
Those monsters.
She starts seeing them in person, like she they
like
kind of
physically touch her. Yeah, and
Cannonball.
Then...
Sam.
Yes.
Charlie Heaton. He grew up in a mining town, and he has bad memories with accidentally killing his dad and part of his mining crew. And he actually is walking down the regular hallway of this facility, of the building, and all of a sudden it turns into, like, a mine shaft.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh man, what's this? And then, of course, mental psychotic shenanigans ensue. And we're wasting time not having these kids... bond and have conversations about literally anything. These characters are really boring too. I said Ileana's kind of fun, but that's just purely Anya Taylor-Joy just being fun to watch because she's just like so mean and cruel, being the bully. She's having so much fun, so it's like, oh, that's kind of nice. At least she's having fun being a bully. So
So basically things start happening to each of the characters, like something scary, something from their past is coming. And it's actually hurting them.
Yes.
So, like, for example, Rain, someone, branded her, like, a witch with a W. And then
years ago.
Yeah. And then she saw them again, and they branded her again, and everyone else saw it. So they're physically hurting these people.
It left a mark on her skin. Like,
So they're like, what's going on? Like, what? I don't get it. And then eventually, Ileana, Anya Taylor-Joy, figures out that it's Danny that's causing this. And she was like,
Yeah.
Yeah. And basically, we find out her power is that she can create illusions based on people's fears and desires.
Yes, and she's completely out of control.
Yeah, completely. And mostly, like, when she's sleeping, too. And yeah. And, like, what a power, though. Like, that definitely is a very strong power. But it's really sad, though, because she, you know, she technically accidentally killed her village and her dad.
Oops.
Oopsie boops. And why now? Why are her powers coming out now? She's, like, what, 15?
Because screw you. We need a plot.
Yeah, like, what happened? Did she never have a nightmare before? Like, we don't get those questions answered.
No, we don't.
Ultimately, like, yeah. So,
in fact, she never really controlled her power.
No, she never does. Really. But it basically feels like it just happens while she sleeps, and then whenever she's awake.
When the plot needs it to, yeah. Basically.
And when those things show up, she can't just, like, magically wish them away because she doesn't know how. And she also didn't really realize that it was her.
No, she did not.
So, yeah. So then that happens. They find out who she is. And then Dr. Reyes gets a message because they're trying to figure out, again.
From her superiors.
Yes. And it says to terminate her.
Yes. From her superiors at what's called the Essex Corporation.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I was at first when it said to exterminate her, I was like, what kind of X-Men are these?
Oh, no.
And I was like, what's his name? Xavier? Professor Xavier?
Professor X, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, Professor X is sending this? What the heck?
Nice.
And then it said Essex, and I was like, I don't know what that is. Yeah. And then David was trying to explain to me, and I was like, oh, okay. So they're basically a bad boy school for mutants.
Yeah, it's a... It's a reference to a villain in the X-Men comic books, Mr. Sinister. Those of you who know who that is, know who that is. If you don't, that's okay. He's the bad guy in the X-Men series.
Yeah.
So when I actually first saw that, I was like, ooh, that's kind of fun. But then they don't really capitalize on any of this. So it's all bad. This movie is not completely clueless. That's not to say, like, there are any really good scenes. But this movie does know that it needed to have, like, quiet scenes where these kids have conversations and bond. The problem is that, again, the execution is just not there. The writing is not there to actually help us, like, feel like these characters are, like, becoming friends and getting along and learning about each other, learning to empathize with each other, and learning to, like, oh, appreciate each other.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a scene where they have, like, this lie detector game where, like, oh, you have to play truth or dare, except it's just mostly truth when while you're hooked up to a lie detector.
Yeah, I was like, truth or dare when you're hooked up to a lie detector. It's just truth.
Yeah, just we don't have to.
Yeah, you're playing with the lie detector.
Yeah, they were playing with the lie detector, which that was fun. That was the idea, at least. It's just, still not done super well. Yeah, see, this is what I mean. Like, a bunch of misfit mutants at a school that's basically a psych ward. Neat idea, but they don't do anything with it. A girl with, like, illusory powers that can make your deepest fears come to life. Great idea, done poorly. All-star cast with, like, who has done, like, great work in the past and is going to be doing great work in the future. Great. But then, like, the writing that they're given is terrible. So many things in this movie are, like, neat as, like, a premise. But when they execute it, it just falls apart so quickly. Like, these people don't know how to make a movie.
Yeah. Well, the doctor hooks up Danny to kill her.
Yeah.
To euthanize her.
A lethal injection, but... Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, I guess we should more or less say that, like, Rain and Danny have been getting along very well, and, like, they're, like, basically a couple now, and...
I mean, you kind of said that when they, like, fell for each other at the beginning, but yeah.
I guess so, but now it's, like, still, it's been executed upon, they've kissed and stuff, and it's, like, not great. So, Wolfsbane, Rain, is, like, following Danny around through the vents, and then manages to, like, seriously wound Dr. Reyes in order to save Danny, who's been, like, super sedated, something like this, so... By this point, all the kids have gathered together, and they're like, oh man, whoever this Dr. Reyes lady is, she's no good. She tried to kill Danny.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess all the kids are just motivated enough to, like, go kill her and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is fine, I guess, but it doesn't seem like they're actually trying to be a team right now. It just seems like they just want to escape, which, fair enough, that's a good premise, but, you know, by now we should be having, like, our team finally coming together as, like, companions at least.
Yeah.
But it's not working out right now. So either way, they confront Dr. Reyes as a team, and Dr. Reyes looks messed up. But then she puts up barriers and almost kills Danny, and Danny kind of passes out from, like, the lack of oxygen. And then in her, I guess, delirium, summons that gigantic spirit that wrecked her reservation before, and it kills Dr. Reyes and just Eats her real good. Oopsie.
Oh, no.
And then Ileana summons her dragon friend, Lockheed, and starts fighting it. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. I like that part.
Yeah, it's a solid action scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then Charlie Heaton started fighting it, and that was kind of cool. And then Sunspot has a moment to do his thing, and I'm so underwhelmed by Sunspot, that guy, Roberto.
Yeah.
Just like, get him out of the movie. Just get him out. Get him out.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the meantime, Rain is just trying to wake up Danny, who's just conveniently unable to wake up. And in her sleep,
she's basically yelling her name.
Yeah, again and again and again. And mm-hmm. in her dream, Danny like meets her father's spirit or something like that. And then I don't know what.
He's like, oh, face your fear.
Yeah, that's basically what he says. And then she wakes up, and then for some reason the bear spirit, it's a big bear spirit that's actually attacking them.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing eventually calms down because Rain is just, or not Rain.
Danny.
Because Danny's just like, okay, you can go now, bye.
Yeah.
And then that's it. And then our five misfit kids
Go outside,
it's dawn, and then
there's no shield anymore.
Mm-hmm, and they walk off the property.
The end.
One of the most underwhelming movies I've seen in such a long time.
This film it's just sad.
It is really sad. Yeah. I was really looking forward to this movie.
Yeah, me too. Because I don't remember what I saw, but I remember it was something, or maybe I just saw the title and it sounded interesting, mm-hmm. and I was just like, oh, I can't wait for this to come out. But this movie, its budget was at like $80 million,
mm-hmm.
and they made $48.1 million in box office. Granted, this was released during quarantine, but ultimately, they probably would have gotten a little bit more. But still, it sucked, though.
I think they released it during the peak of the quarantine, specifically because they could say, like, oh, see, we got bad numbers because of the virus.
Even so, like, they still lose money. They still lost money.
But now they have, like, a plausible excuse, which I don't think is actually all that plausible, because that movie sucked.
It's not like there's going to be a sequel, because there's going to be.
So, either way, I guess it didn't work, so.
Yeah, so.
But.
Well,
another thing to mention, too, is, like, there were a ton of reshoots for this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this movie was made over the period of, like, 2 or 3 years. So, like, there were tons of reshoots, and that's always, like, a bit of a troubling, like, detail. If a movie is getting reshoots, it's probably in trouble.
Yeah.
That's not always the case, but 90% of the time, if we hear about, like, reshoots for a film, red flag.
Mm-hmm.
So be aware of that for future reference and stuff like this. So
yeah.
I guess now we should probably try to talk about
what we would change about it.
How could we fix this turd?
Well, for one, recast the main girl, Danny.
Yes.
She need to go.
She does need to go.
I do like her power. It has a lot of potential.
The character is fine, generally.
The actress is just not it. I don't know who we would cast, but someone better.
Almost anybody else would be better.
And it's like, you know what? If you're going to have this all-star cast, then go ahead, put an all-star main character.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of the people were good. They were just giving a crap script.
Well.
Good actors.
Well, I didn't like the kid who played Roberto. Oh,
yeah. I meant the famous people.
Yeah, that's true.
The four famous people we know.
The ones who count.
Yeah.
Because, listen, we've mentioned that one guy, Roberto Sunspot, maybe 2 or 3 times during this discussion. And it's more or less just to include the fact that he is, in fact, in the cast, not because he's actually doing anything important. And so as a result, like, I would say just cut that character out. He's truly unnecessary. He is not a good actor either. So let's just go ahead and cut him out.
Here's what I would do, is I would make this, because I think the whole concept is that these kids are thinking that they're going to go to Professor X's school after this, mm-hmm. that they're going to be a part of the X-Men. So I think that's like a cool twist, that it's not. It's basically the bad boy school for mutants.
Yes.
So I say make this entire thing a quite literal school. It doesn't have to be a lot, because I understand, because it's kind of a reform thing. So they're all bad kids. You already know there's going to be a ton of those, especially with powers.
That's fair.
So obviously more staff.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So you have like a couple of main character teachers.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can obviously have, like, if you want, these four or five as the main people we focus on.
Of course.
But it's like a school. I mean, like, these kids have fights. You have these kids who are trying to be better. You have these kids that are so excited to be a part of the X-Men.
Yeah, like, that'd be fun.
I think it would be a cool concept. And then eventually, like, at some point in the story, they find out that they're actually not.
Yeah.
That they're not going to Professor X's school. And they find out that they're supposed to go to this other one. And then they're going to be like, oh my God. There's going to be some who are like, oh my God, get me out of here. And the others are going to be like, you know what? Professor X didn't do nothing for me. Whatever, I'll go for the other guy.
Yeah.
So
that'd be kind of fun, actually.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Send me my money.
You're welcome, Fox.
Yeah. So there's so many things that could have just been done better with this. And like the powers, like Danny's powers, I think are like, could make her for a very dangerous villain or a really great hero.
It'd have been really fun, really, to have Danny both explore intentionally.
And like, control.
Control her powers, but also to have, like, our characters ostensibly are trying to, like, face their deepest fears. But the movie doesn't actually spend enough time with those characters learning about what those fears are so that they can actually overcome them. And so as a result, it doesn't really work. So I would kind of like to have some kind of thing where our characters, we learn about what their deepest fears are, but also their...
how to face them.
And then they face them.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a great a bit of flavor for, like, these characters.
Could kind of be like, you remember in Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban when they were in defense against the Dark...
Oh, yeah,
when they were in defense against the Dark Arts class, and then...
the Dementors.
Professor Lupin did, like, the Let Face Your Fear.
Oh, that animal, that creature. Yeah, yeah.
And then you're supposed to do the spell, and then, you know, face your fear, essentially.
The Ridiculous.
Yeah. So I feel like that would make Danny, like, a great teacher one day, too.
Yeah, for sure. And so, that would be great. That idea that Harry Potter had for, like, you know, having the students face their greatest fear is actually really neat and totally could be expanded for, like, a whole movie. I'm not saying this movie should be all about that, but having that as, like, helping our characters grow is excellent. Really, really cool.
Yeah. And another cool thing I just thought of too, which kind of wouldn't make sense in case they were really in a force field type of school, but ultimately that I don't see like the main X-Men coming, but like maybe the actual X-Men hear about the school somehow and eventually find it, and then they break in, whatever, towards the end. And then they give these students a chance. They're like, listen, we can take you back to our school and actually give you a proper education. And you can learn how to use and utilize and control your powers.
And be a boon to society, human and mutant alike.
Yes. Or you can walk free.
Yes.
Your choice. So obviously you can have like a few that are like, yeah, for sure, we're going. And then the others are like, man, I'm out of here, free, whatever. But then they're going to be like, but if you cause problems, we'll be after you.
See, this would be like so much fun as a TV show, actually.
Like, you say that for everything.
I do, but that's because like the amount of time that is kind of allowed on a TV show is so much more fun for like developing all these ideas. Because I wouldn't introduce the X-Men here. I think it's good that it's only the students and stuff like this. There's not going to be a sequel to this movie, but in the hypothetical sequel to this movie, that's when I would have like the students be like, hey, you guys, we're kind of in danger out here in the real world. Where do we go? What do we do? Cannonball's having trouble controlling his powers, and Ileana's having trouble controlling her powers. You guys, what do we do? And then they're like, ooh, let's go find the X-Men. And the second movie can be all about, let's go find the X-Men. And so that we can evade capture.
True.
So that we can evade capture by like Mr. Sinister's, you know, henchman or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that would be a fine premise for, like, a sequel movie.
That's ultimately what my two cents.
Yeah. Even if they don't have, like, X-Men directly, they could have, like, I don't know, maybe one of the kids starts, like, messaging some of the X-Men and they're, like, telling them, like, hey, you're in danger. You shouldn't be at that school. That's a bad school. Like, you should get out. Book it. Get out. Like, defend yourself. Be aggressive. Like, that would be really fun. But no, this movie is soulless. Our characters aren't well-developed. The plot is so shallow. The acting is competent, but the material is weak. There are no emotional payoffs in this movie. Truly nothing in this movie works, really.
Yeah.
Like we said, I think at least two or three times, there is not going to be a sequel to this film, The New Mutants. That's probably good, because that way, if they ever decide to use these characters again, we can all just kind of forget this ever happened, and they can have a fresh start.
Yeah, so if you really want to watch this film, it's on HBO Max.
You've been warned. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's just
so boring.
It's not worth your time. It truly isn't. It's really sad how bad it came out, but it is what it is, and it gave us the moment to sit here and tell you how terrible it was.
Yeah, make fun of it. Hooray!
Yeah, so I don't know what we're doing next week.
No, we don't.
But
we're figuring that out.
It'll be great either way.
Yes, it will be a great episode for sure.
So, David, what is a good recommendation you would say to watch instead of this? I feel like you kind of already did by saying, like, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Actually, yes. That's actually an excellent, like,
I love option. Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, that's definitely one of my faves. I truly had no idea who Chris Pratt was until that movie. Like, I didn't watch whatever that show
Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I hadn't seen it.
Parks and Rec, my
favorite sitcom. Yeah, I hadn't seen it. I didn't know who he was, but I was like, man, this guy's funny. He's pretty cool.
He is really funny.
Yeah. So definitely check that out. That's on Disney Plus.
If you are looking for something a little more direct, like with mutants, like with X-Men, my favorite X-Men movie is X-Men Days of Future Past.
Yes.
That was excellent. That was cathartic for me.
I liked it.
Yeah. There was a few moments that I was just like, oh my gosh, that's actually a very good life lesson that I should take with me.
See, I saw all the original X-Men movies when I was little.
They're not great.
So I don't remember them at all.
They're not great.
But I have seen the newer ones with like Jennifer Lawrence and everything, and yes. I really like those. So definitely recommend that too. I'm not sure where you can watch it. Can you see it on Disney Plus?
I have no idea where you can watch them.
You can see it somewhere. Google it.
They might be on Disney Plus. Maybe.
Maybe. But
no promises.
Thank you for listening to us today.
Thanks, you guys.
Stay tuned for whatever we talk about next week.
That'll be a surprise for you and for us.
Yeah. Well, thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.